You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. A new CRISPR technique could fix almost all genetic diseases. A new method of CRISPR gene editing called prime editing could, in principle, correct around 89% of the mutations that cause inherited human disease. The lab of David Liu has already used this method to fix the genetic glitches that cause sickle cell anemia, cystic fibrosis, and Tay-Sachs disease. That's just three of more than 175 edits the group unveiled today in an article published in Nature. At an Outback Steakhouse, surveillance blooms. A Portland, Oregon area Outback Steakhouse is set to install a computer vision system to monitor interactions between employees and guests. The system uses machine learning to analyze footage of restaurant staff, tracking metrics like how often a server tends to their tables or how long it takes for food to come out. But lest you think there will be recordings of you shoveling fried food into your face, we do not collect any personal information and the video is deleted within 3 days of collection, says Jeff Jones, the president and CEO of Evergreen Restaurant Group. For now, you'll just have to take his word for it. And now for today's fast fact. $50 billion. That's how much money presidential candidate Andrew Yang wants the government to put into the development of thorium molten salt nuclear reactors to transition from fossil fuels to green energy. But is it actually realistic? Our science writer says, good luck, buddy. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.